I'd really like to show you just how sorry that I am, but I know that it won't be much to you now. When you get a message late at night, your eyes they light up and you come running, cause you think we'll work it out. But you know that life goes on, and you should stop wasting time or wasting time or wasting time. Because when all the love is done, you see we're only having fun. You're wasting time on me, on me. In bed, you lay your thigh right over me and look at me with those eyes like nothing's changed. I jump up to put some coffee on. When I'm back, I see you in my t-shirt asking, baby, why you acting strange? Well, I know that life goes on, and you should stop wasting time or wasting time. Oh, wasting time. Because when all the love is done, you see we're only having fun. You're wasting time on me.
That was Wasting Time from A Million Miles, the third full-length album released by the Boom Booms, who've got tour dates coming up in Kelowna, Victoria, and Vancouver on March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I spoke with vocalist Aaron Ross over Skype. Hi, it's May calling from Indie Beat.
Oh, this is May. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. It's really great to talk to you again. Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
No, it wasn't a really musical family. We did like music a lot, like probably any other family. I remember listening to a lot of Elton John and Rolling Stones and Beatles when we were kids. But I did have a lot of exposure to music through a good buddy of mine whose dad was in Doug and the Slugs. His dad was the keyboardist and one of the writers for Doug and the Slugs. And so I spent a lot of time at their house and got to hear him always playing the piano. And then, yeah, I started taking piano lessons at the age of 10 and made a band soon after that. And the friend from Doug and the Slugs, he taught us a lot. Like, he helped us get our first songs together.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Can you think of one particular album that was really life-changing for you the first time you ever heard it?
Wow. Yeah, there's... you remember the Columbia House things?
Oh, yeah.
remember where you pay like a penny for the first CD and you get like 11 or something like that? That's almost too many to list, but I got really into the Fugees and Wyclef the Carnival. I think definitely that listening to Paul Simon, specifically the Rhythm of the Saints album, kind of pointed me in the direction of world music, honestly. Bob Marley legend when I was like 14 or 15, maybe 13. I listened to that record nonstop. And then a lot of Stevie Wonder, all the soul guys had a big influence. Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder, Al Green, Marvin Gaye. I wanted to sing like Otis Redding. That was the first guy I really, even before I was doing music, really, I was mostly just playing basketball in high school, but always wanted to sound and sing like Otis Redding. And then after high school, the Ray LaMontagne record, Trouble, had a massive influence on me, but I didn't like it at first.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was just too mopey. I thought it was really, I just thought it was such a downer, but I had it in my alarm clock CD player radio. and so I'm a snoozer. I hit the snooze button. So I wound up listening to it a lot and totally fell in love with that record. And so it definitely got in and started writing and just being influenced by Ray LaMontagne style.
Your brother's also in the band. How did the two of you come together with Jordy, Tom, and Theo to form the Boom Booms?
It was one member at a time kind of thing. First, it was I made that Butterfly Man record, which was a solo record. And then Jordy and I had always talked about getting a, like Jordy and I were in the band together when we were 10.
Cool.
Yeah, and he went to music school. He actually played in the band in high school. So, you know, we were talking during the years of like 18 and 21 about making a band again. So once I made that record, then we started playing as a duo. And then we added Theo, who's another guy from the neighborhood, who we knew played the congas. So so then we were three. Then we tried a few different drummers. We played with a couple guys from Five Alarm Funk. Then we met Tom in a tree planting camp. He's kind of extended family, too, of the same whole Brinkman tree planter scene. And Sean joined that summer, as well as our two girlfriends at the time. Sean and I's girlfriends were singing backup in the band. That was the first summer.
How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do you find that your lyrics usually inspire your music, or do you start with music first?
Usually melody. I have a constant stream of melodies just going through my head. If you were to go inside my head, you would just hear all day. So most of the time it starts like that, where I'll just have a melody and then the melody will inform some kind of lyric. And it might be something as simple as the cadence or the rhythm of the melody just makes me think of certain words. Or I'll usually just write the melody with some kind of mumbly gibberish. I really just like the sound of the words. Honestly, I would probably release songs that weren't even in English. Because sometimes you have to sacrifice just the pure sonic tastiness of some gibberish that you're singing to actually make it fit words. I think that's probably why I like singing in Spanish and stuff too. It's just the words are different. They sound different. But more and more, I find I'm getting into lyric writing first. Especially with this last record, I just felt like I wanted to write from a kind of a place like I did with Butterfly Man that was just really first person. I honestly just felt like I had a lot on my chest that I don't know, it was just kind of weighing me down or something. So I felt like I had to write about it and get it off my chest. And that's kind of what that Million Miles record was about.
That was your third full-length album.
Yeah.
How do you feel your sound's evolved with this one?
You know, I really hear a combination of Hot Rum and Butterfly Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it went back to storytelling. But then there's also, it's eclectic as ever. We've never really stayed in one style, so you still get a little bit of everything. That Lord I'm Ready is like a Southern rock kind of gospel influence song. All Day All Night is probably the poppiest song we've ever done. Other Side was a brand new groove. We've never done a groove like that. I Am is just a totally trippy arrangement, a different arrangement than we've ever done before. So, but overall, I think, you know, we've grown as players. So I think the playing's better. And I think the writing is, I don't know about more mature, what the word is, but, you know, we're 10 years older than we started, so you can kind of hear it.
You have an awesome video on YouTube for the song you just mentioned, All Day, All Night. What can you tell me about the making of that?
Well, basically, Tom had this idea where he just wanted to film just a little DIY thing for that video. we had that backdrop, the kind of the green sparkly stuff you see in the background. That was just a random piece of fabric I picked up at Dresser one day just to hang. And I just thought it just looked cool, so I picked it up. And we had it hanging in the studio for years just for vibes. And Tom wanted to shoot just a simple little thing just to put out the song. And we were shooting a video for Other Side. We worked with a director named David Berovici and shot a video for Noni Song and for Other Side. And then on the last day when we were filming the video for Noni Song with Grandpa, we finished early. So we had 2 or 3 hours, maybe even less than that, to use the studio. So we thought, why don't we try to bang out that all day, all night video? And that's how that happened.
Me wait at the gate. We take a moonlight ride, hydroplaning on the rain. And she spits out her tangerine, fixes up a smoke, squats beside the ditch and pisses while she tells a joke. Maybe I'll be better on my own, but right now I just don't know. No, I just don't know. Maybe I'll be better. Around and stares me down, and I get the gist. Crumpled cans of grapefruit fizz on the floor in the hotter bed. It's jangling like a tambourine, it fills me up with dread. Maybe I need better on my own, but right now, I just don't know. No, I just don't know. About you, but you're not thinking about me all day and all night.